Thursday, the 20th of February, 2025. And time now for the tops. Well, it would be the wine of the week, except it's not.
No, Dave. It's a change of plan for this week, unfortunately. But something different and something new that we'd like to introduce.
So it's a huge hello to Eamon Darling, who's no stranger. And I'm sorry, but I have not met you.
Okay, so I'm Gervain. I'm from Erichude Brands.
And Gervain, welcome to you, my friend. Lovely to have you aboard for the experiment, which is going to be a first for me.
A first for me as well.
I mean, I'm a whiskey lover, but I've never ever considered putting anything other than possibly a block of ice into a whiskey, or soda, mind you. You know, soda and maybe a little water from time to time. But to add.
We'll wait and see. Then.
Cold drinks to whiskey. Gervain, what are we doing here, man?
So essentially what we are, we crafted for the rule breakers. So Erichude, what makes it unique is we have a very special range. And our launch range is a Taste of Cape Town with four exciting different variants. Beachside Days, Ruby Spice, Veinbosity, and the Original Flyer. And today we're going to be focusing on Beachside Days. And I'm really excited for you
Beach
guys to try it out.
Beachside Days. Right. Sounds well, I mean, why don't we launch right into it? So maybe before we even taste it, tell us what it is.
Okay, so Beachside Days is infused with nachi, pineapple, and ginger. It's ideally your lady's choice.
So you bring it to me. That's lovely. So perfect choice. So you're sitting yourself up here, my friend.
So it pairs really well with tonic, or like your gin and tonic, essentially. Or lemonade, and lots of people enjoy it neat, or you can, it's really easy to drink and really, really smooth as well.
Okay,
so
well,
it's whiskey based, like it's a spirit aperitif type
yes,
of
it's a spirit aperitif.
So what sort of whiskey do you put into the drink?
So we use it uses a single grain whiskey that we import from Scotland. We bring it all the way to Cape Town, and we infuse our natural flavors into it, thus making it South African.
But why do you bring in a good whiskey and then kill it with a cold drink?
What's really cool about this is essentially what we wanted to do was to break the rules and make non-traditional whiskey drinkers. Like, I ideally wasn't a fan of whiskey, and then now I can't believe that I'm actually so in love with this.
Oh, okay.
So it's like an introduction for people to get into drinking.
Yes,
100% whiskey.
It's a gateway drug. All right. Well, okay, listen. I mean, I'm being kind of flippant and probably quite brash, and I'm possibly prejudging before we taste. Why don't we do that? Let's just taste.
Okay, let's have a taste.
And be as open to the experience as possible, considering I have always been a rule breaker, and I'm sure Eamon, too have been from time to time in that category.
Yes, break a few, Dave.
So here we're going to break the rules.
I think we may try it neat and
then so forced. I think first I want to show you guys how versatile it is. So we'll try it neat first, like smell it, get that taste of the nachi, pineapple, and ginger, and then we'll mix it with the Indian tonic.
Okay, good cool. Right. Well, there we go. Now we've got a little tiny drop in the bottom of this lovely tumbler. And
well, the flavors are there.
I can smell the pineapple.
Yeah.
What is it? Pineapple and what else?
Nachi and ginger.
Okay. Well, I can smell the pineapple.
The ginger is very faint in the
and
back
I
of it.
I can't smell the ginger at all, but I'm going to
the orange, the nachi is there, and definitely the pineapple.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a taste. Can we taste it?
Most definitely. All right, yeah, we have to taste it.
Okay. It's not whiskey. That's
it's kind of got that whiskey.
For me, it tastes a bit like
whiskey aftertaste, but the fruit, that pineapple and the nachi, they're very combined together. So it's the whiskey's at the back, but the fruit is very concentrated. It's all across your palate till you get to the back, Dave, and it kind of lingers there as you'd normally get with a whiskey. But now it's. It's gone. I'm just left with the fruit.
Yeah,
on my palate.
Can I be honest and tell you? It's reminiscent of a Jägermeister. I mean, why?
Mm.
Why? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's got that sort of...
Yes.
It's almost like a digestif. As the French would say.
Mm.
It's got that kind of vibe. So I'm sure you could drink it like that. As a digestif. Probably settle you nicely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
With a little bit more.
I have to tell you, it's not unpleasant, which is a good start.
Yes. No more. Okay, so now we're going to try it with our mixer, okay? So it goes really, really well with Indian tonic. So okay. Now I'm going to pour you guys a proper drink.
A real drink.
A real
drink. Not a wishy-washy nonsense.
Something to keep us going, Dave.
One thing I love about the Irish tradition, when they pour a drink, it's a real drink. It's never this nonsense.
We don't do half measures,
no,
Dave.
Why waste time? Life's too short.
No, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Talking of which, by the way, is St. Patrick's Day coming up very shortly.
Not too far away, Dave.
Are you preparing yourself?
Already? Yes, 17th of March.
Yeah,
it's only around the corner, yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Okay, so here we go. We have got we're having a bit of a picnic here in the studio with this... What is it called? On the beach.
Yes,
on
Beachside beach. Days. Beachside. And I'm partnering it with Indian tonic.
Beachside Days. It's got a nice ring to it. It's got a nice name to it, especially for us that live in Belito, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, and our lifestyle that we live here in Belito. It's Bry's and...
I'm looking at the bottle and my word, that you wouldn't, if you put it in your house without any lights on, it would light up your house. It's that bright. It's very, very catching. You'll definitely not walk past this on the shelf, that's for sure. Right, so here we go. Beachside Days. We've had a good dram of this Aerotude Beachside Days Spirit Aperitif. And now it's had a touch of Fitch and Leeds Indian Tonic added. And we're going to dive in yet again. Now the ginger comes to the fore.
Mm.
Interesting, hey?
With the mix, yeah, I think it kind of brings that out in it.
Yeah.
Because the pineapple and the nachi now is kind of subdued.
Oh, it's there. Mm. It's there, but it's all sort of... Now it's balanced. Everything is in balance. It 100%. Actually needs...
Like the Indian tonic, like, brings out that ginger flavor.
It needs the tonic to give it the full... I mean, I think it's quite pleasant on its own as a digestif. But when you add the tonic, and I would imagine if it was colder and with a bit of ice in it, it would even be probably better.
Yes.
But it's very pleasant as it is. So there it is. I got to tell you, I was a little apprehensive when you said, oh, you're going to be mixing whiskey with all this lovely flavor.
And
I thought, no, guys, come now. But it's not, I don't think it's a gimmick. Hey, I mean, you back in the day, you saw those sort of pink lips and all terrible stuff.
Yes, yeah.
It's not in that category at all.
No, I think it's out in the zones. I think it's a very unique product that's sitting in front of us.
That is good.
It's
actually
definitely for the rule breakers.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think you've got a wonderful hit on your hands here. Eamon, this is going to fly.
Yes, I think so, Dave.
In Belito, it's going to fly.
It should do. Everybody here going to the beach, well... I don't know how they're going to get it onto the beach without nobody seeing them, but you don't have to go to the beach.
Look like it's out of place on the beach. You know, looking at that thing, you could say that was a bottle of suntan lotion.
It definitely belongs on the beach.
Yeah. It's got a pretty vibe. It's sophisticated. It's not like you're trying to smuggle a dorp onto the beach. This is, you know, you're living out loud here. This is, you know, very proud of the fact that it's a what does it cost?
So it's going for, at the Belito Tops, it's currently going for $5.49.
So it's not a cheap...
It's not cheap, Dave.
So essentially what it is, it's the craft whiskey. So we're making it in smaller batches as opposed to, you know, making them in large amounts.
Okay.
So they do really, really well as gifts. And because it's a taste of Cape Town, and they're also doing really well in like our airport shops and stuff like that for foreigners who want to take a bus to South Africa back with them.
Which is good, and I suppose as well, the importance of whiskey, there's a cost to that as well, David.
Sure, I mean, it's a quality product. It's not, you know, I alluded to the fact, I'm not going to mention any other names now because we're getting into trouble, but you know, the sort of cheap and nasty kind of sugary drinks that people pretend are mixed with exotic spice. This is, you can taste, it's the real McCoy.
Yes.
So it is a slightly different approach to whiskey drinking, but why not?
Most
works.
The
it
market
works.
Is there
it
for
works.
It. The market is there for it at the moment.
Well, absolutely.
And especially since we're right in the middle of summer, and then air summers here in KZN, we're hot all year round. So
endless summer. And with a bottle like that on the menu, you wouldn't know anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Last an hour.
100%.
Was it summer or winter? Who cares? Let's have another.
Let's have another one.
Exactly. Well done.
And alcohol content, it's 30%, so it's not like your normal whiskies, and then where they're 43.
Yeah. So essentially,
above.
What we did is we wanted to lower the alcohol percentage so we can infuse the flavor, so you can get the flavors
okay,
out.
Okay, so you're not going to get too inebriated because you've been hiding the liquor in the syrup.
Most definitely.
Because that sometimes is a problem.
Yes.
Can be.
You have to drink the whole bottle.
Well, wonderful. So there it is. It's called, it's Aerotude Beachside Days Nachi Pineapple and Ginger Whiskey Blend. Now, I've got to tell you, and you're probably listening to this and thinking, oh my God. And I did. I when I saw the press release that Eamon sent me, I thought, no, come on, guys, are you serious? And I'm very pleasantly surprised to tell you that, although, of course, the whiskey purist would frown terribly on anything going, if you are looking for something delightful to spice up a day at the, you know, wherever, it's a summer's day, it's an endless beachside summer's day tipple that is totally acceptable. And rather sophisticated to boot. Of course, because it comes from Cape Town, we won't hold that against you. The taste of Cape Town is quite... We like Cape Town. Half our team is in Cape Town, and we do. We get it. There's this community of interest that stretches. You know, we don't call it a community, local community. It's called a community of interest. If you enjoy and appreciate the finer things in life, you will enjoy, I believe... a bottle of Aerotude, and you can pick it up at Tops of Lifestyle for well, we will just say it's
not badly priced.
Yeah, it's a Christmas present to yourself because you deserve it.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, great. And Eamon, you say there's a couple other things on the agenda before we bring this edition to a close.
Yeah, Dave, we've got a 3-day promotion which breaks tomorrow Friday in Tops. It's, you must have your rewards. You've got to be signed up to Spa Rewards. And we're giving, well, on special, we've got Jameson Whiskey going for $3.29. Hennessy VS Cognac, $5.29. Smirnoff Vodka, $149.99. Rupert and Rothschild, the Classique, the Red Blend, going for $199.99 per bottle. Buchenhals Clove, Chocolate Block, $249.99. Stella Artois, the Dumpies, $79.99. My favourite beer, that. And we've also got Clifton Export Brandy, something for the brandy drinkers, at $179.99.
Those are good prices, folks. Yeah. And just let me tell you something. The budget nearly came out yesterday. I would have knocked these prices off the shelf because they're going to hammer Syntax again, these swines.
Yes.
If you're listening, Enoch, don't do it, man. Don't do it. I'd rather cut the salaries of some of those overpaid, useless people sitting in Parliament. Ah, you can say Dave said so. Get rid of them. Leave South Africans to get on with life. We do quite well without you. No, it was my last show before I leave. It's nice to share it with you.
What else? Probably be gone with you, Dave.
I am blaming it on the Aerotude. It's gone to my head.
Yeah, that was it. Blame the alcohol.
What else is happening?
That's it, Dave.
Is that it?
That's mostly it. I don't know if we're going to be doing tastings this afternoon with the Aerotude.
So we're actually going to be doing an activation tomorrow at the Tops from 12 till 2, and then on Saturday as well from 12 till 2 as well.
Okay, so you're perfect. Doing the tastings on Friday and on Saturday, 12 to 2. I think it's an excellent idea that you pop along, go and meet and greet and taste the Aerotude Beachside Days. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And that brings us to the end of our Tops at Lifestyle. It's not the wine of the week, folks. It is the tipple of the day. And we hope you've enjoyed it. If you just joined us and you missed most of it, don't worry. It's going up as a podcast shortly. You'll be able to catch up and share the love. Thanks, guys, so much for joining me. And now I'm going to go home and rest after that drink. Man, I'm gone.